Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare.
हरे कृष्ण। तो आप सब भक्तों का आज के भागवतम क्लास में हार्दिक स्वागत है। आज हमारे बीच में बहुत ही विशेष वक्ता है, हिज ग्रेस गोपाल हरि प्रभु। गोपाल हरि प्रभु और उनका पूरा परिवार विश्वविख्यात है। आप में से कुछ लोग शायद ना जानते होंगे, थोड़ा सा परिचय देना चाहूंगा। प्रभु जी और इनके बड़े भाई हिज ग्रेस राधिका रमन प्रभु, दोनों ने अपने घर में ही होम स्कूलिंग प्राप्त किया और लगभग 17 साल की उम्र में ही इंजीनियरिंग किया उन्होंने, और बहुत ही कम आयु में ऑक्सफोर्ड यूनिवर्सिटी से PhD कर लिया। और बहुत ही इस आप में सुंदर तरीके से प्रचार करते हैं। इनके माता जी अरुणी माता जी जो अरुणा माता सब पूरे विश्व भर में आर्ट ऑफ पेरेंटिंग पे सेमिनार करते हैं, होम स्कूलिंग के ऊपर एजुकेट करती हैं, ट्रेनिंग देती हैं। और पिताजी हिज ग्रेस आनंद रूपा प्रभु कॉर्पोरेट टीचिंग में बहुत आगे हैं, और प्रभु जी और उनके भाई कॉलेज टीचिंग में, और काफी पेपर्स लिखे उन्होंने साइंस एंड रिलीजन के ऊपर, बहुत स्कॉलरली है। और सबसे बड़ी बात है कि इतनी खूबियां होते हुए भी बहुत विनम्र और बहुत मधुर है, बहुत सुंदर कीर्तन और बहुत ही अच्छे। इनका पूरा परिवार का ये ऐसे भारतीय, लेकिन शुरू से ही अमेरिका में रह रहे थे, लेकिन पूरी भारतीय संस्कृति को इन्होंने बना के रखा है और आगे इसका खूब इसका प्रचार भी कर रहे हैं अपने आचरण के द्वारा। तो हमारा सौभाग्य है कि गोपाल हरि प्रभु बहुत ही लंबे अंतराल के बाद यहाँ पे आ जाए हैं, तो इनसे हमें सौभाग्य मिल रहा है सुनने का। कृपया करके अपने मोबाइल फोन स्विच ऑफ कर दें या साइलेंट भी कर दें और ध्यान पूर्वक इनके संदेश को सुने। हरे कृष्ण।
थैंक यू प्रभु जी, वेरी जेनरस। लेकिन एक्चुअली आई फील आई ग्रेटफुल टू बी इन द एसोसिएशन ऑफ सच एग्जॉल्टेड वैष्णवस लाइक रुक्मिणी कृष्ण प्रभु एंड ऑल ऑफ यू हियर। इट्स रियली माय फॉर्चून टू बी हियर टुडे।
हरे कृष्ण। ये जो प्रवचन है ये इंग्लिश में होगा, तो पीछे इसका स्नाप्रेम प्रभु अनुवाद कर रहे हैं, तो जो भी को हिंदी में सुनने की आवश्यकता है तो आप पीछे जा सकते हैं। स्नाप्रेम
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट 15 Chapter 1. Chapter 1, text 15. Ihate Bhagavan Isho.
Ihate Bhagavan Isho.
Ihate Bhagavan Isho.
Ihate Bhagavan Isho.
Nahi Tatra Vishajyate.
Nahi Tatra
नहि तत्र विसज्जते
आत्मलाभेन पूर्णार्थो
आत्मलाभेन पूर्णार्थो नावसीदन्ति येनुतम् नावसीदन्ति येनुतम् engages in activities of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Isha, the Supreme Controller. Na, not. He, indeed. Tatra, in such activities. visajjate, he becomes entangled. Atmalabhena, because of his own gain. Purna artha, who is self-satisfied. Na, not. Avasidanti, are disheartened. Ye, persons who. Anu, follow. Tam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is full in opulence by His own gain. Yet He acts as the creator, the maintainer, and annihilator of this material world. In spite of acting in this way, He is never entangled. Hence, devotees who follow in His footsteps are also never entangled. Please repeat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is full in opulence by His own gain. Yet He acts as the creator, maintainer, and annihilator of this material world. In spite of acting in this way, He is never entangled. Hence devotees who follow in His footsteps are also never entangled. Perfect. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 3.9, Yagyarthat karmanon yatra loko yam karma bandha. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work binds one to this material world. If we do not act in Krishna consciousness, we shall be entangled like silkworms in cocoons. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, appears in order to teach us how to work so that we will not be entangled in this material world. Our real problem is that we are entangled in material activities. And because we are conditioned, our struggle continues through punishment in material existence in one body after another in different forms of life. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 15.7, Mamai vamsha jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana mana shastran indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. The living entities are actually minute forms who are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is full in everything, and the small particles of the Lord are also originally qualified like Him. But because of their minute existence, they are infected by material attraction and thus entangled. We must therefore follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then, like Krishna, who is never entangled by His material activities of creation, maintenance and annihilation, we will have nothing for which to lament. Navasi danti ye nutam. Krishna personally gives instructions in Bhagavad Gita, and anyone who follows these instructions is liberated. Following Krishna's instructions is possible when one is a devotee, for Krishna instructs that one should become a devotee. Manmana bhagavad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Always think of me and become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. Always thinking of Krishna means chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. But unless one is an initiated devotee, he cannot do so. As soon as one becomes a devotee, he engages in deity worship, madhyaji. A devotee's business is to offer obeisances to the Lord and the spiritual master constantly. This principle is the recognized way to come to the platform of bhakti. As soon as one comes to this platform, he gradually understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And simply by understanding Krishna, one is liberated from material bondage. Om Jnanam Timurandhasya Jnanam Janashtakaya Chakshurur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishram Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadatikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamana Shri Guru Vaishnavansha
श्री रूपं सहजातं सहगना लभताष्टमंबितं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादं सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते रक्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये पंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे
सो I'll read the translation once more. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is full in opulence by His own gain, yet He acts as a creator, maintainer and annihilator of this material world. In spite of acting in this way, He is never entangled. Hence, devotees who follow in His footsteps are also never entangled. So in this verse we have Svayambhuva Manu who is speaking. Most likely to his wife, and he's in the forest performing great austerities, and he went to the forest with his wife, and the Bhagavatam describes that while performing austerities he was speaking these instructions, so to his wife and to others present there in the forest. So here he's being described, the first thing that's being spoken of is how Krishna is full in all opulence. Krishna is the creator, the maintainer, the annihilator, and he's full in all opulences. He is Atma Rama, right? This is the name of Krishna given in the scriptures, that he's Atma Rama. He is completely satisfied, yet is described, although he is fully satisfied, he is also creating this material world, he is maintaining this material world, and then at the end he is annihilating this material world. So, there's one section in the Vedanta Sutra. The Bhagavatam is a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. So one very important section in the Vedanta Sutra where this question is being asked, that if Krishna is Atma-Rama, he's completely self-satisfied. He's fully full in himself. Krishna, this is the difference between Krishna and us, that while we are also eternal, Krishna is also eternal. But we are dependent and he is independent. Right? He is svatantra, he is independent, and we are dependent. So, unlike us, this is the difference between us and God, that we need things. We are related with everything else. In order to live, we need the earth. In order to breathe, we need the air. In order to drink, we need water. So we are dependent on so many things for our existence. We feel like we are independent or in control, but in every aspect of our life, we're dependent on something else or someone else. But Krishna, he is completely independent, right? He does not need anything else for his existence. He is completely self-satisfied. He is happy within himself, and he is perfect in all respects. So the question is being asked that if the Lord is completely satisfied, is completely full, is completely happy in all respects, then why does the Supreme Lord Himself, why does He create? Why does He create all these material worlds, all of these living entities, right? Like us, all of us jivas. So, this is the question that's being asked there. It's a very good question. There's one philosopher, his name was Heidegger. He asked this question, why is there something rather than nothing? So he spent most of his life asking this question, but he was never satisfied. He could never find a response to this. He wasted much of his life trying to find this answer. Why is there something rather than nothing? So, because ultimately there must be something. Even if you say there's nothing, then that nothing is something. Right? So there always must be something. So we begin with the statement that Krishna is there. Bhagavan is there. That's accepted already. No one's questioning why Krishna is there. But the question is that if Krishna is there, that's okay. Lekin, why did Krishna have to create all of us? Why did he have to create this material world, this whole cycle of matter, birth and death, all these things? If he is fully satisfied, he is Atmanama, then he is Purna, then why should he create? And the objector is saying, therefore he cannot be the creator. He said that no one creates for no purpose. Everyone has a motive in creation. But because God cannot have a motive, Krishna has no motive, then he cannot be the creator. Because only, he says, only a madman does something without any motive. And Krishna is not a madman, but Bhagavan is most intelligent, so then he has no purpose to create. So, then the objector points this out, then the Vedantin, to this he responds, he says that, no, Krishna has, that yes, you are correct, that Krishna has no motive in creating the world. Right? He has no purpose. He is fully self-satisfied, all these things, everything is all his. But, the reason why he creates and is still the creator is why? Why would Krishna still create even though he has no purpose in creating? Any suggestions? Out of compassion? So this is definitely why Krishna creates the material world. But his question is, why does he even create us? In other words, compassion is necessary once we are here and we are here in this material world. But Krishna is self-satisfied, so why he is even creating, his question is even one step before this, that why is he even creating the living entities in the material world? For his own enjoyment, okay? But one may argue that he's creating for his own enjoyment, but he is fully happy, he's fully self-satisfied. So what is it that he has to enjoy? To increase his enjoyment, okay, to increase his enjoyment. Well, yes, that's true, but one may say that the unlimited is already unlimited. How can he increase his enjoyment? But he can continue increasing it, okay? Yes? So he needs, why? Because he's lacking something. He needs something to, you know, push his ego. I have all these followers, I have, you know, all these things. Because he's in need of that thing. But Krishna is saying God is not in need. He is, you know, he has no desires to fulfill. But yes, the example actually of a king is given, so it's a good point. Back there, so similar answer. Yes. So, the response that Vedanta Sutra gives, which is similar to all of your responses, is you say that Krishna creates for his leela, right? For his play, for his sport. Simply for the purpose of play. So, Krishna has no lacking. The point here is that the question is, God has no motive for creation, right? मतलब भगवान के पास कोई कोई reason नहीं है, कोई motive नहीं है इस creation के लिए, maintenance के लिए, ये सब चीज़ के लिए. लेकिन so this God is not lacking anything, लेकिन it is part of Krishna's nature. It is he himself. It is his own nature that he plays, right? He plays some sport. Not to fulfill any need, and not to fulfill any lacking, but, as you're saying, this is part of his very nature. His nature is to be blissful, and to play, to perform leela, to sport, is part of his very own nature. So Krishna has no purpose, like us. Like, he's not like he's hungry, therefore he has to eat, yeah, he's sad, therefore he has to be happy. He's already perfect, but it is part of his perfection, it is part of his very blissful nature that Krishna chooses to play. And out of his leela, out of his sport, he plays by creating this material world. He performs his leela by creating this material world. So okay, this is fine, this is good. So you found the answer that. So the examples that our different acharyas give, what is Krishna's play like? What is his creation like? One acharya says that Krishna's creation is like a person who is sleeping, right? Who is sleeping on a bed rest, very nicely. He is sleeping, and while he is sleeping, he is breathing. So we find Mahavishnu, right, he's sleeping in this causal ocean. And while he sleeps, he has no purpose, he has no desires, nothing, but he just breathes. This is part of his very nature. In the same way, this creation is like the Supreme Lord breathing. Now, Shankaracharya, he gives this example. But then, our Vaishnavacharyas, Ramanujacharya, they say, well, this example is good, but it's not such a good example, because in our case, when we breathe while sleeping, we are not conscious. Right? We are breathing, but we are not conscious of our breathing while sleeping. But Krishna, he's fully conscious. He's fully conscious of everything that he does. So, Ramanujacharya, he gives the example of a king or prince, he says, a prince who plays a game of balls. A prince sometimes may play a game of balls with his friends. So he says the prince has everything. He has a nice kingdom, he has horses, he has chariots, he has plenty of food, all these things. He has nothing to fulfill. But still sometimes, out of his very nature of being playful, he may play a game of balls. So this example is very good, this example is given. But then, Baladeva Vidyabhushan, after this, he's writing after Ramanujacharya, he says that this example is very good, but the only difference in this example is that when a prince plays with balls, right, then he's playing with something that's outside of himself. So he's playing this game of balls, like he's playing with something that's outside of himself. But when Krishna creates his material worlds, there's nothing outside of him. Right? Everything, Krishna is a samambhona, he's a complete whole. So he said that everything is within him. So he cannot play with something outside of him. So he says, maybe a better example, or maybe a more appropriate example, he says, is like a person who's sleeping, right? But then, upon awakening, he begins to spontaneously dance. Right? He begins to spontaneously dance, and he plays with his own limbs. He begins to appreciate the, you could say, the workings of his own limbs. Kabhi aapko experience hoga ki aap soye the or so karke uth karke aapne nachna shuru kar diya. तो अगर आप नाचे तो बस कोई रीजन नहीं है उसका आप क्यों नाच रहे हैं आप अकेले हैं कमरे में कोई रीजन नहीं नाचने के लिए कोई चीज के साथ नहीं आप नाच रहे हैं बस आप नाच रहे हैं बिकॉज आपको उसमें सुख मिलता है तो भगवान का ऐसी है कि वो क्रिएशन कर रहे हैं लेकिन किससे क्रिएशन कर रहे हैं अपने ही पार्ट एंड पार्सल से कर रहे हैं अपनी शक्ति से कर रहे हैं उनके भाव कुछ नहीं है बस ऐसी वो नाच रहे तो these three analogies have been given to describe Krishna's play. Now this is very good. Okay, Krishna created this world for his own play. So then, but the objector, he then raises the question. He says, fine, this is Krishna's play, but what type of play is this? Krishna's playing, but I am suffering here. There's so much suffering in this material world, right? Right? Inna suffering here. You know, हम लोग तो हो सकता है थोड़ा कम हो लेकिन हम लोग बाहर देखते हैं दुनिया में कि इतने लोग हैं जो भूखे हैं हर रोज किसी न किसी का एक्सीडेंट होता है कोई बहुत बड़ी प्रॉब्लम दुर्घटना होती है हर आदमी को जन्म मृत्यु जरा व्याधि ये चारों दुखों के थ्रू जाना होता है तो वो बोलता है कि मतलब भगवान खेल रहे हैं ठीक है वो खेल रहे हैं लेकिन उनको ऐसे खेल करने की क्या जरूरत थी और इस खेल का जस्टिफिकेशन क्या है What is the justification for this play? It seems that the Lord is very cruel and is very unequal. Right? There's also inequality in this world. So, he says, what type of play is this? Therefore, he says that the fault of this world, the fault of suffering and evil in this world is the Lord's fault. It is God's fault. So this is a very common question, right? अक्सर ये क्वेश्चन आता है कि भगवान क्यों इतना इस दुनिया में क्यों उन्होंने इतना दुख डाला है इतना दुख क्यों है हम लोग क्यों इतना दुख पाते हैं सो वेदांतन रिप्लाइज दिस इज नो दिस इज कृष्णस प्ले लेकिन सफरिंग एंड इनइक्वालिटी क्रूएल्टी एंड इनइक्वालिटी ही सेज आर नॉट ड्यू टू द लॉर्ड बट आर ड्यू टू यस आवर ओन कर्म आर ड्यू टू आवर ओन कर्म ही सेज दैट Krishna creates us, he creates the living beings to enjoy and he creates this material world so that we as living entities we can have a place for those of us who want to enjoy separate from God. Jo galat cheez karne chahte hain usko is duniya mein bhej dete hain. और सब लोग तो भगवान के धाम में हैं, तो जो यहाँ के दुख है वो भगवान की गलती नहीं है, वो हम लोग के कर्म के द्वारा है। तो उसका रिस्पॉन्स ये नहीं, आपका कर्म है, हमारा कर्म है, पिछले जन्म में इस जन्म में कुछ गलत करा है, कुछ सही करा है, इसके कारण हम लोग दुख और सुख पा रहे हैं। तो द वेदांत देन सेज दिस इज ड्यू टू कर्मा, लेकिन देन द ऑब्जेक्टिव पॉइंट्स आउट, ही सेज कि ओके दिस इज ड्यू टू आवर कर्मा, ठीक है आई एक्सेप्ट दिस इज वेल नोन कि कर्म इज देयर ऑल दिस थिंग्स, बट ही सेज बट स्टिल द फॉल्ट ऑफ माय सफरिंग इज द लॉर्ड हिमसेल्फ, इट्स ओनली ड्यू टू द लॉर्ड। व्हाई? बिकॉज इन द बिगनिंग देयर इज नो कर्मा, इन द बिगनिंग देयर इज नो कर्मा, देयर इज नो लिविंग एंटिटीज, एंड कृष्णा क्रिएटेड all of us, and Krishna created this world, and Krishna created our karma initially. So the fact that there's inequality in this world, there's inequality, koi uncha hai, koi nicha hai, koi aadmi galat karta hai, koi aadmi sahi karta hai, wo bhagwan ke hi karan hai, phir shuru mein unhi ne hi hum log sab ko banaya, acha point ki sab unhi ne banaya, unhi ne ye sab cheez ko kara, to ultimately bhagwan ki gati bhagwan aise kyon kara, why is he creating in this way? तो उसका रिस्पॉन्स क्या है? What is the response for that? The objective is saying, ठीक है, you responded karma, तो अभी karma is my fault, लेकिन शुरू में तो भगवान ने हम लोग का कर्म सेट करा था। Okay, minute independence. Yes, because we have minute independence and we have free will. So you're saying we are responsible for our own enjoyment, our own suffering and enjoyment, our own activities. Okay? हाँ, पीछे के जन्म के according है, लेकिन जो पीछे के जन्म है, जो प्रश्नों का यही है कि जो पीछे के जन्म है, शुरू में तो एक जन्म था जो भगवान ने हम लोग को बनाया, तो फिर अगर शुरू में भगवान ने हमको बनाया तो उन्हीं ने तो हमको गलत बनाया, इसलिए तो हम गलत कर रहे हैं। फर्स्ट मिस्टेक उनका ही है, फर्स्ट मिस्टेक मस्ट बी हिज, दैट्स इट। हाँ, तो तब एक क्वेश्चन ये कि हम लोग भोगना चाहते हैं कि इट इज आवर फ्री विल, भगवान का फ्री विल, तो वो ठीक है, दैट इज अ ओके रिस्पॉन्स, लेकिन फिर भी इट्स नॉट अ सैटिस्फैक्ट्री रिस्पॉन्स। हाँ, तो द थिंग इज कि बिकॉज दिस इज नॉट अ सैटिस्फैक्ट्री रिस्पॉन्स, बिकॉज कृष्णा ने इतने जीव जंतु बनाए हैं, प्रभुपाद जी बताते हैं कि 80-90% जीव तो भगवान के धाम में है, वो कभी गलत डिसीजन नहीं बनाते, तो उनके पास भी फ्री विल है, हम लोग के पास भी है फ्री विल। तो प्रश्न ये कि हम लोग क्यों उस फ्री विल को मिस यूज करते हैं? लाइक आप भी प्रश्न पूछ सकते, भगवान ने हम लोग को ऐसे क्यों नहीं बनाया कि हम लोग सही डिसीजन बनाएंगे? लेकिन फिर वेदांतिक का रिस्पॉन्स ये है, इसे लेकिन शुरू में भगवान ने कर्म और हम उनको नहीं बनाया, पॉइंट इज कि बोथ अस एंड आर एक्टिविटीज आर बिगिनिंगलेस, वो अनादि है। जीव का ऐसा नहीं है कि एक टाइम हम लोग नहीं थे और फिर दूसरे टाइम भगवान ने हम लोग को बनाया, या उसको हम लोग कृष्ण गीता में कहते नत्वेदाहम जातुनासम नत्वम नेवे जनादिपा न चाहेगा न भविष्य सर्वे मतलब। कृष्ण टेल्स अर्जुन कि नेवर वॉज देयर टाइम व्हेन आई डिड नॉट एग्जिस्ट नॉर यू नॉर ऑल दीज किंग्स, नेवर इन द फ्यूचर शैल एनी ऑफ अस सीज टू बी। तो भगवान कह रहे कि हम पहले हमेशा थे, आप पहले हमेशा थे, हम लोग अभी अभी हैं और बाद में हम लोग हमेशा रहेंगे। तो द सोल इज इटर्नल। तो वेदांत सूत्र कह रहा है कि आप भगवान को गलती आप भगवान को यू कैन नॉट पॉइंट अ फिंगर टू गॉड एंड से दैट गॉड इज एट अ फॉल्ट। व्हाई? बिकॉज वी आर बिगिनिंगलेस, हम लोग इटर्नल हैं और हर जीव इज एन इंडिविजुअल, मतलब कि इंडिविजुअल मतलब कि एवरी लिविंग एंटिटी इज स्लाइटली डिफरेंट। जो हम लोग के चॉइसेस रहेंगे, जो हम लोग के डिजायर्स रहेंगे, जो हम लोग के नेचर रहेगा, एवरी लिविंग एंटिटी इज यूनिक स्लाइटली डिफरेंट। नहीं तो अगर हम लोग सेम रहते तो हम लोग इंडिविजुअल नहीं रहते। तो इसीलिए कहा गया कि स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड में बिलियंस मिलियंस ट्रिलियंस ऑफ लिविंग एंटिटीज, सब जगह आप जीव जंतु ढूंढेंगे, सब जगह है। तो आपको कभी कभी लगता होगा, मुझे भी लगता था कि इतने भगवान के सेवक है, इतने भगवान के दास है, अगर हम गायब हो जाए भगवान शायद नोटिस भी नहीं करें. सो मेनी लिविंग एंटिटीज, दे आर ऑल देयर. कोई व्हाट्स यूनिक मेरे सेवा का, लाइक व्हाट यू नो, क्यों भगवान मेरा सेवा को एक्सेप्ट करेंगे? वो इसलिए बिकॉज हर लिविंग एंटिटी, इवन दो अनलिमिटेड लिविंग एंटिटीज है, कृष्णा कहते हैं कि भागवत में कहा है कि कृष्णस अनलिमिटेड, द लिविंग एंटिटीज आर अनलिमिटेड. इवन दो देयर आर अनलिमिटेड लिविंग एंटिटीज, स्टिल एवरी लिविंग एंटिटी इज सर्विंग कृष्णा इन सम यूनिक वे. And no one can replace our service, our way of service, our relationship with Krishna. So when we leave this spiritual world, then we may forget Krishna. We forget Krishna for so many lifetimes, millions of lifetimes, obviously we forget Krishna. Lekin Krishna does not forget us, right? Because why? Because he's missing our service. He's feeling that this living entity is not serving me in the way that I like him to serve me. So still every living entity is very unique, very affectionate, very intimate with the Lord. So this is because Krishna is unlimited. He can perfectly reciprocate with an unlimited number of living entities. Right? So every individual is an individual living being with unique desires, and they are eternal. They're always existed since time immemorial. So Prabhupada ji batate ki pehle hum Bhagwan ke dham mein the. Right? We were in Krishna's abode. Here, we misuse our minute independence. Why? Because we have free will. Right? Why? Because we're individual living beings. There's no free will means ki it's free. Right? Free will means ki it's free. There's no specific reason why we make this decision, but we make the wrong decision. Right? Prabhupada describes that how for love, freedom is necessary. If there's any meaning to love, then we need to have the option not to love. Otherwise, there's no option for love. So, most of the living entities, they never make this mistake. They never fall from the spiritual world. They are always loving the Lord. But some of us, due to our free will, we choose not to love. And that's why, that's just because we have this freedom, we have free will. And every one of us is different, and this is the way we are. So we will make this mistake, we make this mistake sometimes. Then we'll come to this material world, and then Krishna promises that once you return to the spiritual world, then you do not come again. So, for this purpose, right, for the purpose of reciprocating loving relationships with his devotees, with all living entities, Krishna creates, maintains, and annihilates this material world. But our own activities, our own decisions in this material world, that is due to our own karma, right, our beginningless karma. So we cannot say, in the beginning Krishna made me like this, or he did this like this. No, from our beginningless karma, we are in relationship with Krishna, but then our stay in this material world has a beginning and it has an end. Srila Prabhupada describes. So, here in this text, exactly this is being described, that Krishna is full in opulence. Right? Krishna has all the opulences. Yet, right, so a contrast is being made, that this fully opulent Lord, he creates, maintains, and annihilates this material world. Now, the second part is saying that in spite of this same thing which Vedanta Sutra is saying here, that in spite of him performing his leela in this way, he is still not entangled. Right? The activities in this material world, they are our karma, not Krishna's karma. In spite of acting in this way, he is never entangled. Like the material, in the material world, all the jivas become entangled in this material world. They become covered by Maya. Krishna is never entangled. He remains transcendental. He remains pure, perfect at all times. He says, therefore, it's being described, devotees who follow in his footsteps are also never entangled. Those living entities, jo bhakta hain, jo wo Bhagwan ke piche piche chalte hain. तो तब वो भी भगवान की तरह वो भी इस दुनिया इस भौतिक संसार में हंसते नहीं है. तो भगवान प्रभुपाद जी पर्वत में भगवद गीता को डिस्क्राइब कर रहे हैं, ममैवांश जीव लोके जीव भूत सनातन मन शस्त्रानि इंद्रियानि प्रकृति स्थानि कर्षति. द लिविंग एंटिटीज इन दिस कंडीशन वर्ल्ड आर माई इटर्नल फ्रैगमेंटल पार्ट्स. ड्यू टू कंडीशन लाइफ दे आर स्ट्रगलिंग वेरी हार्ड विद द सिक्स सेंसेस विच इंक्लूड द माइंड. तो भगवान खुद कह रहे हैं कि ये जो जीव है, ये सारे जो जीव हैं यहाँ पर, ये सब मेरे अंश हैं, ममई वंश जीव लोग। तो जैसे भगवान नित्य है वैसे हम लोग भी नित्य हैं, वैसे हम लोग उनके अंश हैं। जैसे अगर आप एक समुद्र देखें, यू सी ए लार्ज ओशन, तो इफ द ओशन इज इटर्नल, देन द ड्रॉप्स इन द ओशन आर ऑल्सो इटर्नल, ममई वंश जीव लोग जीव भूत सनातन। लेकिन द डिफरेंस इज कि वाइल कृष्णा इज ए कंट्रोलर ऑफ माया, we are being controlled by Maya. These living entities, hum log, we are covered and we are struggling very hard with these six senses, including the mind. So, Vyasadeva, in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, is described, right? He is about to write this Bhagavatam, this great Puran. So this is the Amala Puran, the Nigamakalpa Tharur, the greatest Puran. So, Vyasadeva, when he writes the Srimad Bhagavatam, then he doesn't just write it, let me summarize this, that. He first meditates upon the Lord. Right? He goes into meditation, and in his deep meditation, he sees a vision described in the beginning of the Bhagavatam. That Vyasadeva, he sees the entire cause of manifestation. He sees everything at that moment, but he sees three things in particular. What are these three things? Yes. So he sees three things. One thing he sees the Supreme Lord, he sees Krishna's Maya, the material energy, and he sees the living entities. And he's described, he says, Upashaya, that the living entities, the difference is that the Lord is controlling Maya, and the living entities, they have taken shelter of this Maya, meaning that they are being covered by this Maya. So these are the three, you could say, fundamental realities in this material world. And then later on we find in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, it is described that when Krishna wants to enjoy his pastimes, his own leela, then again that same word is used, upashrita, that Krishna then takes refuge in his own maya. But that maya is different, that maya is yoga maya. Right? He takes refuge in his yoga maya so that he can enjoy pastimes of love with his devotees in this relationship. He can forget. In some ways, he forgets that he is God and he is enjoying relationships with his devotees. So, the devotee of the Lord, he is saying, so given this circumstance, given now this understanding of our constitutional, our position in this material world, he therefore says that the devotee also wants to move his position from Mahamaya to Yogamaya. Right? From coming from the shelter of Mahamaya, moving from this grip of Mahamaya, the devotee wants to come under the shelter of Yogamaya. So then Prabhupada here in this purport, he's describing how Krishna, he's giving us our actual position in the Bhagavad Gita. He's describing to us, this is your actual position. You are right now in material life, you are stuck in this material world, but then he's also giving us the way out of this material world. And he was making some very significant point. He's saying, Manmanam hava man bhakto madhyaji mam namaskru. That always think of me, become my devotee. And Prabhupada is saying, thinking of Krishna means chanting Hare Krishna, and one can only chant Hare Krishna when one takes shelter of the spiritual master. One becomes an initiated devotee, he says, then only one can chant Krishna's holy name. And gradually, he says, gradually one can begin to understand who is the Supreme Lord, what is my natural position in this material world, what is my natural position, and what is my position here in this material world. So I'll stop here. We've discussed quite a lot here, and I'll open it for questions.
Living entity is eternal and its karma is also eternal.
Yes.
But we know that karma can be changed. So
yes.
Karma is beginningless.
Nice point, actually. What the Vedanta Sutta is saying is that the flow of karma, that in so many different lifetimes we have been suffering, enjoying here, and then before this, in the spiritual world, we're performing karma in the sense of action. Karma itself means action, activity. Then we have what is called the law of karma, which is the law of action and reaction. But karma itself just means action. So in the spiritual world, there's also karma. Bhagavan ke dham mein bhi wahan bhi karma hai. Lekin wo karma divya hai. Jaise Krishna Gita mein kehte hai, janma karma cha me divyam. He says, my janma, he says, my birth or appearance, and my karma, he says, my activity is divya, is divine. So in the spiritual world also there's karma. And therefore it says that the atma is beginningless, but also karma is beginningless, because the atma is always active. But not that the activity itself is eternal, like in the flow of activity, the activity of the soul performing its karma, its beginnings.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yeah, Hare Krishna.
So, thank you so much, Prabhuji. One question I had, that as you were explaining, that living entity is eternal. So, and Lord is also eternal. So, and how to understand that Lord creates living entities? So, these both seem to be contradicting each other. How to understand this?
Krishna has created the living entities in the sense that he's continuously creating them, in the sense that he's maintaining them. So by keeping us in existence, by maintaining us, he is in some sense creating us. So they describe this in some ways as continuous creation, where Krishna, in some ways this is why he is known as Vishnu, right, the maintainer. Because there is no question of creation. Creation may be there for the material world, but actually Krishna is the creator in the sense that he is always maintaining us. So in the Bhagavatam there is this verse which says that there's this devotee who's praying to the Lord. He says that all of these things, all these material planets, these living entities, the spiritual worlds, everything is there because of your favorable glance, right? Because you're glancing upon this world. And this is the moment you remove your glance. If you choose to remove your glance, then everything will be finished. So if Krishna wants, he can destroy us, he can finish us. But Krishna is glancing on us, meaning that he keeps glancing on us, and he won't stop glancing on us. Therefore, things are there.
Yes. One clarification. As you were saying, the Lord is maintaining us. And if he doesn't maintain, we'll get finished. So the same eternality, maybe when we talk about finishing, then there will be no eternality. So how, I mean, what maintenance means, anyhow we'll be eternal, we'll be existing. So when we say when Krishna maintains, what exactly does it mean?
Meaning that Krishna will not, because Krishna is eternal, all of his creation is eternal. So the point is that Krishna will not destroy us. He will not stop looking at us. But the point that's being made, that theoretically speaking, if he chooses to, he can. You see what I mean? Krishna, we will always be maintained because Krishna will always maintain us. He chooses to do so. Like, just because he's always maintaining us doesn't mean that he's not maintaining us. He's still maintaining us. Right? A mother will always maintain the child. She will never kill the child. But just because she is always maintaining the child doesn't mean that the child is being grown by itself. The child is alive because the mother is taking care of the child. So we are existing because Krishna is taking care of us. Back then, this question. Yes, हम हमेशा माया में रहते हैं. माया से कोई छूट नहीं है. लेकिन हम लोग को ये चॉइस है कि हम लोग महामाया में रहना चाहते हैं या योग माया. चीज क्या है कि जैसे व्यास देव ने अपने विषय में देखा, केवल तीन चीजें, भगवान है, जीव है और उनकी माया है. माया मतलब शक्ति. भगवान की शक्ति इज कॉल्ड माया. अब एक मटेरियल वर्ल्ड में वो माया हम लोग को इस दुनिया में और फंसाती है. तो वो माया का एक फंक्शन है, केवल एक फंक्शन है. लेकिन स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड में माया पूरा धाम बना रही है. माया भगवान की लीला को असिस्ट कर रही है. मटेरियल वर्ल्ड में माया इज दिस वर्ल्ड ऑफ मैटर, दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, जस्ट ये जैसे ये सब टेबल चेयर सब चीज. तो जो जीव है, द जीव नीड्स माया फॉर इट्स एग्जिस्टेंस. मतलब कि हम लोग भगवान की तरह हम लोग इंडिपेंडेंट नहीं है कि वी कैन एग्जिस्ट बाय ourselves. तो वी आर ऑलवेज we are Krishna's energy, Jeev bhi Bhagwan ki shakti, and we are always you could say connected with Krishna's Maya. Yes. Actually Prabhupada ji explain karte hain, yeah, ki actually do maya nahi, ek hi maya hai, aur wo maya jab hum log ko material world mein affect karti hai to wo mahamaya hai, ban jati hai, so it affects us in that way, aur jo spiritual consciousness yoga maya, lekin maya ek hi, isliye jo bhakt hai wo maya se prarthna karta hai, jaise Bhagavatam mein bhi 4-5 verses hai that are praying to maya ki please remove your curtain, remove your veil so that I can see the Lord, so I can serve the Lord. Because actually Maya ka jo function is a positive function. Everything, it says that God is perfect, so God's creation is always perfect. Why? Because it's perfect for its purpose. Ki Bhagwan ne duniya banaya, us duniya mein itni galtiyon hain. Wo theek hai, lekin the world itself, jo pura creation hai, wo perfect hai. Kyun? Because ultimately Maya ki duniya, Maya hum logo Bhagwan ki taraf le ja rahi hai. So Maya also has a function because she's bringing us closer to Krishna.
You mentioned
Yes. No, actually, theoretically, we can. Theoretically speaking, ki we have freedom, we can again come back in this material world. Lekin, the same point that we mentioned, lekin, Krishna is perfect, right? And the question is, sometimes people ask, why Krishna is putting us through so much suffering? So many lifetimes and all this thing. Why? Because Krishna has made a perfect material world. In other words, he's made a world that is a perfect correctional institution. It's a prison house ka ek aur naam hai, correctional institution. Ki whoever goes in should come out corrected, fully corrected. Right? So this material world is our correctional institution, and because Krishna has made it perfect, it's so good ki once we are corrected, we will never make that same mistake again. See, inna hum log ko achhi tarah se in some ways Bhagwan yahan par train kar rahe hain hum log ko, you know, like this material world, Maya is also our mother. Maya actually comes from the root Ma, she's mother. So she is teaching us in such a way that we will not make this mistake again. So that Krishna's perfection is in that way. Therefore in the Gita Krishna is saying, the one who returns to my abode never comes again. Lekin tab agar aisi baat hai to Bhagwan thoda sa dikkat bhi nahi, matlab isse tab aasan bhi nahi rahega wapas lautna. To isliye ye to Bhagwan aise log kehte kyun nahi aakar ke sab logon ko moksh de dete hain ya aasani se hum log pahunch jaye Bhagwan. Isliye because hum logon ko galti phir se bana lega. So spiritual jayenge phir se aa jayenge. Yes. Yeah. Nita, that's true. Ki, these activities are such ki if we perform them, then we'll go back to Krishna Dham. Lekin, we were talking about this morning. Ki it described how the Kumaras, the char Kumar, they were Vaikunth gaye the. Aur jab wo Vaikunth gaye the, to us time wo Brahmavadis the. Matlab unke paas koi Bhagwan ki bhakti nahi thi. They were just fully perfect jnanis. तो जब वो गए थे वैकुंठ तो डिस्क्राइब की दूर से उनको भगवान की तुलसी का सुगंध आया था, एंड दे स्मेल्ड द तुलसी कृष्णा. और जब वो स्मेल आया था तो एट दैट वेरी मोमेंट टीयर्स ऑफ लव बिगन टू फ्लो फ्रॉम देयर आईज, दे रिसीव प्रेम भक्ति ऑन द हाईएस्ट लेवल ऑफ लव फॉर कृष्णा, एंड एट दैट वेरी मोमेंट दे बिकेम फुली प्यूरिफाइड एंड परफेक्ट डिवोटीज ऑफ कृष्णा. तो एंड देयर ओनली ब्रह्मवादीज, देयर ब्रह्मवादीज दे गॉट दिस. So our question may be, हम लोग को ये प्रश्न आ सकता है कि हम लोग तो तुलसी महारानी को हर सुबह you know पानी देते हैं और सिर मैमलेट करते हैं, all these things, तो हम लोग को वो इफेक्ट क्यों नहीं आ रहा है? स्क्रिप्चर ने यही कहा है कि आप तुलसी को सुनो भी आपको प्योर लव ऑफ कृष्णा मिलेगा. तो हम लोग को वो इफेक्ट क्यों नहीं आ रहा है? वो इसलिए बिकॉज प्रभुपाद अगेन अगेन इन इज उनकी लेक्चर्स में वो कहेंगे बिकम पायस, राइट, सुकृति, बिकॉज ऑफ देयर प्योरिटी, देयर पायटी. जब उन्होंने डिवोशनल सर्विस की ये एक्टिविटी शुरू करा, जब उन्होंने ये अलग अलग डिवोशनल सर्विस की ये जो पावरफुल आपके रेगुलेशंस हैं, प्रिंसिपल्स हैं, प्रैक्टिसेस हैं, जब उन्होंने शुरू करा तो इमीडिएटली उनके ऊपर इफेक्ट आ गया, क्योंकि हम लोग के ऊपर बहुत जेन्युइन लग सकता है. तो वो प्रिंसिपल का कमी नहीं है, वो हम लोग में कमी है. तो ये जो प्रिंसिपल है तुलसी महारानी का, फॉर एग्जाम्पल वी सी कि कुमारों जो चार कुमार है उनके जीवन में इट्स कमिंग ट्रू. हम लोग के जीवन में भी आएगा, लेकिन हम लोग में टाइम और लगेगा, बिकॉज हम लोग उस प्योरिटी के साथ नहीं जा रहे. तो हम लोग के जो अनर्थ है, जो हम लोग के अपराध है, वो हम लोग को रोकते हैं फ्रॉम गेटिंग द रिजल्ट्स ऑफ दोज एक्टिविटीज. और इसलिए कोई इन सम वेज कोई शॉर्टकट पाथ है नहीं. शॉर्टकट पाथ है, लेकिन सम वेज कोई शॉर्टकट नहीं है. इसलिए प्रभुपाद जी कह रहे कि द चैंपियन ऑफ हरे कृष्णा विल नॉट एक्ट अनलेस वन इज एन इनिशियली डिवोटी. महामंत्र का भी ये लिखा गया है कि आप भगवान का नाम लो तो ये लिखा गया है कि आप इतने पाप कर नहीं सकते हो जितना नाम उस पाप को धोता है, लेकिन उसका वी वॉन्ट एक्ट ऑन अस अनलेस वी हैव द मर्सी ऑफ अ डिवोटी, अनलेस वी इनिशिएट अ डिवोटी. भागवतम में एक जगह लिखा है कि इफ वन ऑफेंड्स अ डिवोटी, जैसे अगर हम लोग कोई भक्त का अपराध करें तो उसमें लिखा है कि देयर इज नो पावर, देयर इज नो पोटेंसी, देयर इज नथिंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड दैट कैन सेव अस फ्रॉम दैट ऑफेंस. तो वी मे परफॉर्म दीज एक्टिविटीज ऑफ भक्ति, लेकिन अगर हम लोग के अपराध है, जो कि हर भक्त में होगा जब तक वो शुद्ध भक्त नहीं होगा, तो वो इवन वो वर्ड्स हैं शास्त्र में, वो हम लोग पे इफेक्ट नहीं करेगा. तो इसलिए ग्रेजुअली हम लोग अपना अपराध कम करते हैं, अपना भक्ति बढ़ाते हैं, उससे अपराध कम होता है और फिर हम लोग उस पॉइंट पर पहुंचते हैं. वहां पर पीछे एक प्रश्न था,
कोई शुद्ध भगत जो काम करता है दुनिया में वो योग माया के अंदर करता है, और या जो जीव जो योग माया के अंदर होता है फिर उसको माया क्यों दबोच लेती है?
जब हम लोग इस दुनिया में जब हम लोग जो भी काम करते हैं अगर भगवान के लिए कर रहे हैं तो वो योग माया के नीचे है. मतलब कि वही माया वो योग माया की तरह एक्ट करेगी, बिकॉज वही काम वही माया जो हम लोग के लिए माया है अभी, जो हम लोग को इस दुनिया में फंसा रही है, वही योग माया हम लोग को भगवान की से कनेक्ट करेगी. एक्चुअली क्यों योग माया कहते हैं? एक है माया और फिर योग माया क्यों? बिकॉज योगा उस शब्द का अर्थ है, योग मतलब युज टू कनेक्ट. योग इज द सेम वर्ड एज द इंग्लिश वर्ड योग. सो दैट माया इज कनेक्टिंग अस टू कृष्णा. द अदर माया मटेरियल माया इज कवरिंग अस टू कृष्णा. योग माया इज कनेक्टिंग अस टू कृष्णा. समझे? तो इसे जब हम लोग इसी माया को जब हम लोग भगवान की सेवा में डालते, जैसे प्रभुपाद जी कहते हैं कि जस्ट एंगेज एवरीथिंग इन कृष्णा सर्विस. क्यों? बिकॉज इसी माया को जब हम लोग भगवान की सेवा में डालते तो यही माया तब हम लोग को योग माया मतलब हम लोग को कनेक्ट करती है भगवान से. इट कनेक्ट्स अस द लिविंग बीइंग विद कृष्णा. आपके पास एक प्रश्न है?
Like the normal process is of purifying ourselves and then fully getting pure and going to the spiritual world, so that we don't misuse our free will there. But Krishna, in some pastimes, he takes some living entities directly, even when they are not fully pure or by their own free will, they may not be wanting Krishna fully. But still, Krishna takes. So then, what does he do? He changes their free will so that they don't misuse their or. Like what we say as Kripa said, mercy.
By mercy.
So he changes the mercy means he changes the free will, or I mean what? Nay,
the thing is there we are also getting liberation, we are also getting devotion through mercy only. Because when Krishna gives us his mercy, so that mercy is so nice that out of our free will we want to serve Krishna. Right? So the question that you're asking, the question that comes up is why Krishna does not give all of us that mercy. He gives that kripa siddha, that mercy by which he takes a living entity immediately back to Godhead. He does that with some living entities. Why he does not do it with all of us? So, actually, our acharyas have asked this question and responded to it. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one place he says this, So he says ki Krishna may do that because again he's independent, right? He's independent. Lekin his doing that is significant. It is very special. It is very glorious because ordinarily speaking, it is difficult to go back to Krishna, right? We say like Krishna showed his mercy because it is difficult. If every person wins the lottery, then the lottery has no meaning, right? So in the sense ki, yes, that living entity is going back to Krishna, but still that living entity understands the great favor the Lord has done to him because this is not an ordinary thing. So Krishna is not bound by his own laws. Krishna may break them, he may give someone his mercy and take them back. Lekin Krishna is still keeping this material world and he is still letting us struggle because he wants us to take it seriously. You see, he wants to take... For example, when we are in a relationship, let's say a husband, wife, 20 years ki shaadi hai, something like that, very relationship. And let's say a relationship toot jata hai, one person turns away from the other person. So, when that relationship toots, then it's very painful and it's also an offense, right? It's a big offense to the other person. Maybe if I break a relationship or something, it's an offense to the other person. So, hum log a relationship, aap soche bhagwan ke is taraf, it is anadi, it is beginningless. Right? 1000 saal se nahi hai, 2000 saal se nahi hai, 10000 saal se nahi hai, 1 lakh saal se nahi hai. It is unlimitedly long. We have this very, very deep relationship with Krishna. Phir agar hum log apne choices relationship ko tod dein, then this is an offense, right? This is something very serious. So Krishna is taking it seriously and we need to take it seriously also. You see, so Krishna is if someone breaks that relationship and then after 6 months that person comes back, right? This is West hota hai, America mein bahut hota hai, right? Ki someone boyfriend, girlfriend, they break the relationship. Here if someone comes back, he had a long relationship, 4 or 5 years, and he goes with some other girl, some boy goes with some other girl. Then he comes back to the same girl and he says, okay, I'm back. Now let's immediately start the relationship again. Right? From where we left off, now we'll just start. Immediately everything should be back to normal. So we'll say, no, wait. It's going to take some time. We'll have to cultivate this relationship. We'll have to do all these things. So the same idea is there. Now we're coming back to Krishna. Like Krishna is testing our sincerity. Krishna wants us to become very sincere, very devotional, so that we don't make this mistake again. So Krishna is trying to train us in some ways. He wants us to take this seriously. So thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki.